Aloha and welcome to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. I'm Bruce Fisher, also known as Aloha Bruce. Thanks for tuning in. Got a great podcast for you today as usual. We're going to be talking about Hawaii vacation rentals as we get through the big show. A lot of controversy about that here in Hawaii Nei. So we're going to discuss it. Of course, this podcast is not hosted by a wannabe social media influencer. I'm not on TikTok. I'm not trying to pretend like I know something that I don't know. We're in Hawaii. We're Hawaii's experts. We just book Hawaii vacations. That's all we do here. So we'd like you to get involved. Give us a call. 1-800-843-8771 is the number. You can just call us. I mean, to me, there's nothing simpler than just picking up the old-fashioned phone and talking to somebody. Why have we stopped doing this? Anyway, I'm not going to get on a soapbox here, but give us a call or get over to our website if you have to do that, hawaii-aloha.com, or we're on social media on Facebook if you want to check that out, Hawaii Aloha Travel. But that's it. You know, otherwise, just give us a call, get involved. We want to help you plan your next Hawaii vacation. We're 22 years in business. This is our 17th year in podcasting. And we want to try and make this a great Hawaii vacation for you because it really is a complicated destination when you think about it, going through all the websites and trying to figure out what the heck to do and asking everybody, and everybody has a different opinion. And, you know, isn't it better to just kind of tailor the experience to your needs? We're all individuals here. We all have individual needs. Not everything works for everybody else. And especially if you have a family and a group of people, trying to get everybody on the same page is not necessarily the easiest thing to do. And some families, you know, they're just not getting along as much as they think they do, right? When you get together and everybody's really trying to make, you get everybody's brain in it, it becomes really complicated. Anyway, let's get to the program today, the podcast today. All right, a couple of interesting news bits. First, the shaka. If you've never heard of a shaka is a gesture that we kind of give each other here in Hawaii. It's the extension of your pinky and your thumb. But Hawaii may be soon the first America state to actually have an official state gesture. You know how like states have a, you know, state flag and they have a state flower and a state plant, all these state different things. Nobody has a gesture, but Hawaii does. And, you know, this gesture is really universal. You see it all over. Sometimes I'll catch some stars do it on television, or you'll notice somebody doing it. And because we're from Hawaii, we always notice that shaka. And I think it has its origins back in the Frank Fossey days when he was a mayor. I'm pretty sure that that had something to do with it. I forget the whole story about how it happened, but it really is an interesting thing. It also means hang loose. And a lot of people in Hawaii use it as a way of just saying aloha. Like when you're driving, if you need to get into the next lane, we always give each other a shaka, that kind of thing. Or if we're walking by somebody, we give a shaka. So it really is a wonderful gesture. Somebody told me, I forget who it was, somebody told me that this thing means something nasty in other places, like in Germany or something. If you do that, it means like F you or something. But it is kind of interesting that we're going to be having that, and that it's going to be the first state to ever have it. The legislature here passed a bill. You know, they're so busy passing bills, this is what they're focused on, right? They're passing a bill to make sure that there's a shaka. The other thing I wanted to mention, thinking of the legislature, is, you know, cannabis, pot is not going to be legalized here. So if you were hoping for that, sorry. But if you do have a card, you can still get weed here. And the governor is very good. And I kind of want to talk about our governor here a little bit. When I talk about this situation we have right now with vacation rentals, he's pretty good at kicking the can down the road on things. Like, so what he said was, in order to kind of get around this whole thing about cannabis, what he was going to do is allow people to get pot cards for anything. Right now, you have to have, you know, certain conditions before you get a card to go to the dispensaries here, because we're not legal. So his idea is just make it so like you can have anything and get a card, which is almost like making it legal, right? So just wanted to pass that along to you if you were excited about that. The other thing is haiku stairs. That's been in the news a lot lately. I don't know. I just feel like talking about news today because there's just a lot of stuff. Haiku stairs was the stairs that were built back in the, I want to say the 40s, a long time ago. And it had to do with the military and bringing stuff up to the mountain there. And over the years, people have been hiking up there. They call the Stairway to Heaven or Haiku Stairs. And it's really pretty spectacular. I never actually did it. I was too scared to go up there because I'm just scared. You know, stairs that old, I'm going to be the one guy where the stair breaks and you go flying down, right? That's going to be me. So I don't know. I think it would have been great to, you know, commercialize it in some way. I hope that's not a bad word, but some way to monetize it and regulate it. But they couldn't figure it out. So those stairs are coming down. The state or city and county are pulling it down and taking helicopters and dismantling the whole darn thing. So what's going on is that people are still going up there and they're getting arrested. So just wanted to mention that as well. All right, let's get on to the topic today. Vacation rentals in Hawaii. Are you thinking of getting a vacation rental? That's a short-term rental. A lot of people now just substitute vacation rentals for the word Airbnb. You know, Airbnb has gotten substituted. It's amazing what a disruptor they've become because people don't even say vacation rentals anymore. They don't even say B&B. We used to say it's a B&B. Remember that? Now it's Airbnb. And, you know, like we get calls all the time from folks that are interested in maybe booking a condo. And they go, do you have any Airbnbs? And I always have to say, you know, it's kind of like a pet peeve with me. It's like Airbnb is an app. It's a technology piece. It connects people who own properties with, you know, consumers who want to get a vacation rental or we're looking for a good deal. And typically, in theory, it's usually less expensive to go with an Airbnb over hotels. And Hawaii is really no different. In fact, vacation rentals here in Hawaii over the years have been a much more affordable alternative to some of the expensive high-priced hotels. And when Airbnb got onto the market, it was such a disruptor. It started to really affect the hotel rooms, just in Hawaii especially, but I mean all over the world, really. And hoteliers got very and are still up in arms about it because they're cutting into the business, right? They're cutting into the profit and the business for these big corporations and these big hotels. So it's always been sort of a balancing act for us here because we love condos. You know, we have condos. We offer condos for our clients because it is a good alternative. And we work with various management companies who offer the condos. So we don't work with individual owners. So when you book with us and you book a Hawaii vacation rental with us, we're working with management companies to ensure the quality of the vacation rental you're going to enjoy on your vacation. Because when you deal with Airbnb or, you know, VRBO or any of the sharing apps that are out there, you're dealing with an owner and most of the time it goes, okay, I'll grant you that. You know, there are times when, you know, most of the time it goes pretty well, but enough times it doesn't go well. And if you get here and you've spent all this money on a vacation and it's a once in a lifetime thing, and then things go south on you, what are you going to do? You got to deal with this owner and then you got to deal with Airbnb. Now, we have condos that are on Airbnb. We use it. We have a condo at the Luana Waikiki, but it is a condo tell. So this has been grandfathered in since, I don't know, the beginning of time, basically, since they've been able to do these things here in Hawaii. So it's out of that zone. It's out of that, quote, vacation rental title. And because it operates more like a hotel. So that's just a little bit of a background about it here. And of course, over the years, it's become more and more of a problem for neighborhoods, and investors have been coming in and buying condos and trying to profit off of them. And, you know, now that, and you know, Hawaii is not an easy place to live for people that live here. And so communities and people here are getting squeezed out of even, you know, affordable rentals and even being able to buy a home. So it's squeezing a lot of the locals out of having their own home or being able to afford a rental. I mean, if you go and you look at how much things cost here to rent, it's absolutely crazy. I mean, you know, a little tiny nothing is like $850 to $1,500 a month for like a studio here and that would not be in a, like a really good neighborhood. So let's fast forward to today, you know, just in the past year, it's gone, you know, we had the fires on Maui, which prompted a lot of people to be displaced from their homes. And so now all of these people had to get housing. They were put in hotels and, you know, you probably have been reading about it. It's been going on for months and months and months. And there are still thousands of people that are not in homes. So there has been a grassroots movement to stop vacation rentals in Hawaii altogether. And just the other day, the governor signed into a bill which gives the counties here in Hawaii the authority to regulate short-term rentals. And this is amid this ongoing housing crisis that we have because of the Maui fires. Now, the bill gets signed and people are, you know, rejoicing and they're enjoying. Now the individual counties have their own control. So that means like basically each island is its own county. You know, Hawaii, Oahu is Honolulu County. And so that's one county. We're the biggest, the largest populated island is Oahu. And then you've got Maui, Kauai, and the Big Island. Now, Maui also includes Molokai and Lanai is also part of Maui County. So now these individual mayors and these individual legislatures in each of these areas can decide what they're going to do about vacation rentals. So what happens? The day that thing gets signed, the county mayor, Richard Bisson, announced a policy to regulate and phase out thousands of transient vacation rentals that have not gone through the traditional permitting process, which is very important, this permitting process. And we're going to get into more about that. But basically what they're saying is they want to outlaw all these short-term vacation rentals, mostly on the west side. The west side is where Lahaina is, and it's where Ka'anapali is, and where Hona Kauai is, and you go all the way up the coast there, Napili, that whole area right on up the coast there. And so what you've got is a lot of these condos were built originally to house workers, to house people. They weren't built necessarily for short-term rentals. But over time, of course, people have come in and, you know, the tourism has grown here. And so basically these are all now vacation rentals. So what he's talking about doing is, and this is probably going to happen. You know, I mean, it's really interesting to watch this because I understand both sides of this issue. And it's really just fascinating to watch how they're going to navigate through this, because what they're talking about doing is outlawing all of these and then ultimately outlawing all 7,000 vacation rentals on the island of Maui. And I don't know. I don't know if this is actually makes even any good sense or if it's even constitutional, because I can't imagine how that's going to play out. Just imagine all these lawsuits that are going to happen. And just in order to get to the point where they're going to be doing this, it's going to take years. This is not going to be, in my opinion. Now, I could be wrong. You know, I mean, I don't know everything, and you know, I could be wrong. But I mean, just common sense is telling me, how are they going to transition to this, and what is going to happen to all? And then let's assume they do, you know, are able to, you know, outlaw them. Who can afford to buy them, you know? And how are these families going to afford to buy them anyway? So there's just a lot of challenges in this. And I have to say, you know, the governor is very good at this. You know, he kicks the can down the road and says, oh, I'll just leave it to the states. Kind of like thinking about, like, on the national level when they talk about abortions and stuff like that. Well, we'll just give it back to the states, right? We'll give it back to the counties and let the counties decide what they want to do about this problem. So It just seems to me that this is going to not be this quick solution, certainly. And how are they going to implement it? And how is it going to really solve the problem? And, you know, I think of a lot of people that have vacation rentals. You know, it could be a family like us, you know, where we only have like one condo, and we're in the business I don't know. I just think there could be some other way to do this, like restricting, maybe coming up with some sort of way to restrict investors from coming. Or maybe there's a way to say, look, you can only buy one condo. You can't buy 10 condos. I don't know. I just can't see this kind of macro solution, this macro legislation solving anything. And look, I'm basically in the hotel business. We sell hotels. Like we need these condos because, you know, and I guess I am biased in that way. But at the same time, I get both sides of it. I understand how the hotels need that revenue and need those clients, customers. But on the other hand, I understand that we need housing. So I don't know. I think we're just going to end up with a glutton of units. You know, if they outlaw 7,000 units, and I don't think we have 7,000 families that need those units right now, do we? And then what happens to the other islands? Other islands will start to follow suit. We already have a really strict law right here on Oahu. I mean, you can't get a short-term rental in certain parts of Oahu. You can only get it in, you know, areas. And maybe they'll do that on Maui. Who the heck knows what's going to happen? But I don't see this. I don't think that. Now, what does it mean for you? So there's a couple of good things about this. First of all, I think that this is a really good time to start looking at condos and calling us about them, because I think the pricing is really good over where it was in the past. I mean, we're seeing really good deals in some of the condos, and they're really nice. You know, and some of them are actually hybrids where they have a lot of the amenities that you would find in a resort. So now's a good time to be talking about that. And if you're planning your summer vacations, this is the time to get in touch with us, because you know what? A lot of families need, and Maui has probably the biggest selection over the years. They've had the biggest selection of condos for families. It's one of the few islands that actually have 3-bedroom condos, you know? So get in touch with us. Think about this. Think about whether or not it makes sense to do a vacation rental. I say use us, of course, right? And I say use a management company, because if something goes wrong, you have a better chance of solving the problem when you have a human involved with the situation. Anyway, so hopefully this helps you out. Don't forget to check out our website, hawaii-aloha.com, and give us a call at 1-800-843-8771. All right, that's going to do it. That's going to wrap it up for my beautiful wife, Yaling, and all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel. I'll say aloha and mahalo.